All right, we ready?
We got to hit the music.
Oh, which one is the music?
I don't even know. Top left?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, you can't hear it, yeah.
Welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast, the JD and Los edition. Special edition.
Special edition.
Speaking of special edition.
Yeah.
What do you got going on over there, buddy?
Well, we've had...
We had our mandate today.
What time is it? We're about like 8 hours into our day.
Yeah, we are.
Something like that.
It's 3:45.
So 6-7 hours with Los, and I'm rolling blunts.
That's all it takes, baby. That's all it took.
You know what I'm saying?
It's actually not that bad.
It's not bad?
Oh, you're cool. Not doing too bad, man.
It's been a while. you didn't even give me the little.
No, I didn't. Here, let me see that thing. Not bad. I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
Well, speaking of being impressed, I'm definitely impressed with how I performed today. That was
good, man.
Pleasantly surprised.
I was impressed, man. For 7 years off the course.
7 year hiatus.
You can't really ask for much more than that.
No, dude. I'm not mad at it.
That was a good round. You probably only shot like 20 over.
Yeah.
Which considering
which for the people that's like a C plus
yeah
for an amateur
yeah no it was good
yeah
you did very well
not mad at it
yeah you can't be mad at that
but whoever wrote that wrote the comment like
yeah spot on
JD and Los need a field trip that was a great idea
yeah and great we've been saying idea. We were gonna play golf for a while
yeah
so that was good that just kind of
solidified it
put a little you know kick got the fire going
yeah. Yeah, it was good.
Good stuff. Well,
what's on the menu for today?
I guess we'll roll this clip here, and we'll get into it. So, cue the clip.
That said, when I was down and I was out, and the only person that had really had my back was, you know, my whole family had my back, but the person who was really there for me was my mother. Few friends still held it down, still checked on me, but damn, I'm sorry, I just thought I'd have it. Like, one of those friends isn't here with us anymore, so. Anyways, actually, two of them. All right. Gotta get my bearing. I need my lighter. Remember what I told you about me getting emotional these when you get older, man? God damn.
Shit. Oh.
Oh, fuck, man. Damn. Sorry, I had to get my lighter and I had to shed a couple tears over there. That was still a little teary. Got a little residue. Jesus Christ, man. Oh, it ran up on me. I'm sorry.
So as you can see, I had some I had a little delay on the 21 questions video. The video that came out, that was the first attempt.
Right.
And the one that is actually out now is the second attempt because in the process, obviously, I had a moment where some shit that I never really thought about, that I never took the time to explore, unpack, just kind of jumped out and it caught me off guard. And in that moment, I ended up reflecting on it. And it's interesting sometimes the things that we think were over and then all of a sudden it shows up and it's like, oh, fuck, I've never dealt with this.
Yeah. Especially when you get moved to tears like that.
Yeah, no, it was, man, you know, it was tough because I think it made me realize that for a long time I lived my life with the assumption that I wouldn't be here in my 30s.
Okay.
To the point where, like, as I've entered into my 30s and gone through it, I oftentimes will have these moments of reflection where I have to kind of remind myself because I'll get frustrated as to my station in life, right? Like, you're 37, you have no kids, you're not married, yada, yada. Like, I can go on the list, right? Compared to my buddies who are, you know, two kids in, now they're looking at houses.
Right.
You know, they're doing the things that I should be doing, right? Yeah. And I have to, you know, remind myself sometimes, and it's not an excuse, but it's just the fact is my 30s have basically been my 20s, right? Like where I'm at right now as a 37-year-old is probably where I, well, it's not probably, it's where I would have wanted to be at when I was 27.
Right, right.
Yeah. But I've, you know, essentially wasted most of my 20s in the streets, and I didn't have the mentality of get ready for tomorrow, prepare yourself for down the line, because
there was no down the line.
There was no down the line. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, like I said in the video, three of the people who were there for me after I had my incident, they're not here anymore, and it's, you know, they're dead. Just if you couldn't read between the lines, but they're in the ground, and I'm, you know, yeah, I'm still here. And I at times, when I think part of the reason I never really reflected on that or put much thought into it is because I do have a bit of like survivor's guilt. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I do ask myself sometimes, like, why did I survive? Why did I make it out of that? And, you yeah. know, none of them did. And arguably better people didn't make it out than me. You know what I mean? Like yeah. the things that I had done back then, you know, there's people who didn't do worse and yeah. they're not here. So yeah, it threw me for a loop, and it yeah, I don't know.
No, you're good. I mean, I was just listening, and in more context for everybody, you and I talked when I was in Chicago, and we were trying to figure out content ideas.
Yeah.
And you hit me with when you were doing the 21 questions. I was like, whoa, there's something there.
Yeah.
And I think the umbrella for this is like impactful moments, but then also, you know, maybe not necessarily dealing with trauma, you know, when it happens, how it happens. Yeah. Like you said, you don't really realize how much of an impact it has on you until things resurface, right?
Yep.
I mean, I can relate to you for sure. Everyone should know by now there's been a lot of, you know, trauma for me. and the reason why I can really relate is because I'm really starting to like deal with it now. And like, I always preface by saying, especially like to Shay when I'm going through some stuff, like,
right,
I'm not going to use my upbringing as an excuse, but it's a reason.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just a matter of really digging deep and really trying to figure out the whys and forgiving that younger version of myself, being patient, respecting the process, but not running away from it. Not, or worse, maybe not suppressing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I say, it's interesting because I never, for years, I thought that was a situation that I was completely over.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not something that I thought that I had to deal with, because I thought it was something that I had, you know, made peace with and yeah. gotten over.
How did you, what would you say was you making peace with it? Like, if you could reflect back now, like, how did you deal with it back then?
I mean, shit, when you ask the question, I guess I never really did. I think I probably just looked at it as time heals all wounds. And, you know, I coupled that with and the knowledge that the people who, you know, that hurt me, that some of them were hurt back. That comforted me for a long time.
Yeah.
Knowing that they were hurting because of what they did to me.
Yeah.
That brought me comfort for a while. It doesn't bring me comfort now. Actually, it makes me uncomfortable. Like, just sitting here, I'm getting like, damn, like, I don't like that. Because at the end of the day, I remember what my mother went through, like, with me, you know what I mean? I remember how my family reacted to that. Even my friends, the ones that, you know, that cared about me.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't like that. I found comfort in somebody else's mother's pain. But I mean, that is what it was at that time. I just, that's what I had to tell myself to not be angry or to not be dwelling on it. It's just that, yeah, like, you're hurting, but they're hurting too now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So yeah. After something I never really unpacked, never really explored.
Yeah. So after you posed that question, you started to reflect.
Yeah.
If you don't mind sharing what was the aftermath of initially when you were going through it?
You mean like that night? Like, yeah, or what do you mean?
No, so the 21 question moments.
Oh, well, I couldn't really I couldn't really finish the 21 questions. I tried to finish them. I actually got through them. Mm. But I knew as soon as I finished it, like, I'm not using this. Cause I had a good healthy cry off camera, man. I was still fighting it on camera at that point. I got off camera and went over there and smoked for a second and, like let it out. And, when I came back, you know, when you have a good one, like your face is kind of puffy, like your energy's down and all that. So it was like, I was answering the questions, but it was very much like, if you thought I was droll and boring beforehand in my delivery, I was full Ben Stein. It's like meets Eeyore at this point. I was like, and I guess like that's why I don't like cheese. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was not good. So,
did it drain me,
to be honest. Like, thinking about it, it just drained me.
Do you think you, did you go home and kind of try to process it more, or the next day, were you thinking about it anymore?
What's interesting is I didn't really think about
you just kind of cried,
the cause of the trauma. What was more impressive to me was that, or not impressive, but what impressed me more, what left the lasting impression on me of that experience, I was more so surprised that it bothered me. I guess
still,
I guess I was more so than I. I looked to explore. Well, I guess it's kind of like the cousin of actually exploring the trauma. But I was more so exploring in my head, like, damn, why is like why did that happen? Like, why did am I still bothered by it? Which I guess is kind of exploring it, but not quite. It's more like, damn, I guess it's like it's not so much exploring why your arm is broken. It's more like, why did it, why does it hurt? Like, not like trying to figure out why I broke it, but just like, why does my arm hurt? Which will lead me to, you know, obviously discover that I broke the arm and then hopefully fix it. In this case, it was weird though, because it was like, I know the arm's broken, but I'm still like, ow, why does it hurt? Like, instead of trying to address the broken arm, I'm like, ooh, that's making you upset. Why do you feel upset about that? Like, instead of just being like, oh, why is this making you upset?
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does. Yeah. It does.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Oh, man, it's been a hell of a year. I feel like I've aged 12 years in the last 12 months. And if you're anything like me, or if your man is like me, he's probably feeling his age, especially in the bedroom, if you know what I'm talking about. But it's time to snap out of it. Spring is here. It's time to get sprung. With Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra or Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. So you're not gonna get a fraction of the erection.
Blue Chew's tablets are designed to combat all forms of ED. That way men can achieve longer, harder, stronger erections. And that's what we all want, right? The great thing about Blue Chew is that it's an online-based service, right? So there's no awkward visits to the doctor's office, no standing in line at the pharmacy, no waiting around and having to do all, none of that. None of it. It's gone. Poof. Magic. Disappear. Blue Chew just got rid of it. You go online, you answer some questions, they take care of the rest. They ship it right to your door in a discreet little box. Nobody knows. No wasting time. No going out. None of that. Just you and your Blue Chew.
The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. Blue Chew's licensed medical provider will get you the right ingredients and the right strength for your prescription.
Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. Blue Chew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil pills are, well, 100% chewable, hence the name Blue Chew. So that was a really poor excuse if you actually thought so. Blue Chew. So if you suffer from ED, or if you could just use a little, you know, extra confidence in the bedroom, check out BlueChew.com. Type in the promo code. That's right. We have a promo code for you. You get a discount.
Yes, we got a special offer for our audience, or maybe our audience's boyfriend, or maybe our audience's husband. Maybe he's stressed out. Maybe he got a lot on his mind. There's a lot of stuff going on, but it doesn't matter because you could try Blue Chew for free. All you got to do is use the promo code ENJOY at checkout. All you got to do is pay for $5 shipping. That's it. Just use the promo code ENJOY. Again, that's BlueChew.com. And use the promo code ENJOY. And I just want to thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Our very first sponsor on the podcast. Go check out Blue Chew. Don't let them regret it.
And that's, I think for you, it sounds like the answer was because you never dealt with it.
For sure.
You know, because you never sat, processed it, healed from it. Like you said, time would heal all.
I don't think people really understand how important it is to, like, deal with something. Like, not just time heals.
No, but actually be active with that time. Right. Yeah. And that's, like I said, for me, it's just, I just feel like right now I'm actively involved with the trauma. I'm actively involved, like, deep in it as we speak.
I mean, shit, you just did the video with your mom on Who Can Relate. And I know we've talked about that before. Like, you have a lot of, you know, traumatic moments as a youth from that.
Yeah. And that episode was, you know, I wasn't using my mom, but I was gaining a lot from it. You know, I was gaining understanding. I was gaining clarity, closure, healing. But, you know, part of dealing with that trauma is, for me, was understanding how she was raised, right? And like what she went through and what she's repeating instead of repairing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's important for everyone to know too, you know, everyone deals with trauma and processes it and heals from it in a different
way. Very different ways, for sure.
And so what works for me, what works for you, Los, may not work for everybody. But the point is that you have to at least try to find your toolbox for it. You know what I mean? So because it's also one of those things where, like you said, because I was subjected to just thinking, you know, time would heal it, but it's like it always resurfaced in other areas of my life, you know? And I wonder for you, bro, like, if there was anything, and maybe you still don't know yet because you still have to, you know, process it, but I wonder if there's any blockage or walls up from that type of trauma that you carried on into your life, into relationships, friendships, career.
I would say that I know it, like the immediate impact would be I was angry for a long time. Mm-hmm. I was very angry. I didn't know what I was angry at or why I was angry or who, you know, I was angry with. I just knew that, like, I was mad. And it's interesting because I didn't know I was mad. It was kind of an underlying tension where I was just, I'd say I knew I was uncomfortable, but I didn't know why. I got a lot of clarity from psychedelics, from, as you know, I'm sure some people will hate that and other people will understand it. But to be completely honest, acid was also an impactful moment in my life, because it put a lot of things into perspective and it caused me to really face myself and take inventory of my own shit.
Yeah.
And I think that was probably the first time that I attempted to unpack the trauma from when I got jumped and just all the other things that I probably had that were sitting around that I didn't understand. That was definitely the first time I tried to confront those things.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to, like, fully unpack and explore them all. So obviously, you know, some of them were still chilling out, you know, hanging in the back.
How old were you when you got jumped?
It was 2006, I think. So I would have been
22.
Yeah, 22.
So the homies that helped you get through that, like you said, are no longer here. If you were to go through some type of trauma today, you don't may not necessarily have to answer who, but do you feel like you have people you could go to help you deal and process with it? Or I guess, so that's one question, Los. The other question could be, how would you go about process? Obviously, it depends on what it would be, but how would you go about processing it today, being 37 as opposed to, you know, 22?
Man, well, I guess it depends on the type of trauma, for one thing.
Right, for sure.
Shit, what was it? 2 years ago, I got carjacked outside my studio at gunpoint by two guys. And that doesn't bother me as much. That one I explored, though. Now that I think about it, I explored that one a lot more. And I actually went through, what are they, the stages. Because at first I was angry. Like, I wanted revenge for a second. Mm-hmm. There was a moment where I blamed myself. There was the sad moment where I was just like, fuck, like, I was upset. So that one I explored a little bit more. I actually, you know, talked about it a little bit with some friends. Mm-hmm. But I guess it, yeah, depends on the type of trauma. Like, yeah. I definitely think I have people that I can go to talk to. I have, you know, a good support system in place if I need to use it. But,
yeah,
even now, like, I still have, like, a kind of throw some dirt on it mentality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, I only ask because, you know, that's a big part of it, right, is having a support system to lean on and to go to. You know, for me, and maybe like we said, it depends on the type of trauma. For me, with family trauma, childhood upbringing trauma, therapy for sure helps. I'm sure. I can't really imagine there being any trauma that therapy couldn't help in.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's multiple, you know, types of therapy for it.
I actually tried to go to therapy after I got carjacked.
Oh, you did?
I did. Because I at first I was trying to get some money for my Burberry coat that they took. So I like filed a report and all that. And they're like, oh, well, you probably won't get any money, but we can get you counseling. Yeah. And I was like, all right, yeah, like, this, fuck it. I was like, I probably need some counseling anyways. Yeah. But they never like followed up with me. Like I asked for it and nobody from the state came hit me back. And at one point I called them back and they're like, oh yeah, we'll have somebody get in touch with you. And they never did. And by then I was just like, man,
damn, all
right, whatever.
Have you ever been to therapy?
Mm-mm.
Never.
I've not.
Mm-hmm. I probably should. I probably could benefit from it. But
again, I have a very, rub some dirt on it, like, mindset. Yeah. And I guess it's better now because I'm aware of it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good step.
That's the first stage, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Speaking of that, is awareness.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I've said this before. Definitely, who can relate? I'm not sure about enjoy, but I'm trying to coin the new AAA phrase. You know, when I hear AAA, I think of the car.
Yeah.
Roadside service. But my new AAA is, the first one is being aware of the problem, the issue.
Yeah.
And then the second A is accepting it.
Mm.
Cause those are two totally different things. One thing to be aware of is another thing to be in denial about it, you know?
I would say when you say accepting, like, what does that mean? Cause that's like, when I hear that in my head, it's like you just got to accept the fact that you got jumped.
So in your case, I think it would be, you know, being, you know, the awareness is there, obviously. Yeah. That's easy. But the accepting could be like, it's not your fault that you got jumped, right?
Right, right.
Accepting that, you know, it happened, everything happened for a reason, you know, except not like, see, I knew I was going to leave 2 minutes later and I wouldn't even have been, they wouldn't have, you know what I mean?
Right,
it's
right.
Like accepting what happened as is, not what could have been, it is. Mm. You know, for me, accepting was, the fact that this is what it is. I have the mom I have the dad I had the childhood that I had, accepting it, accepting and being in toxic relationships and accepting that I was the toxic one, you know, and not being in denial about it or doing the blame game thing. So being aware, A, first A, second A is accepting. And the third A is applying, right? So once you become aware of it and then you accept it, it's like, okay, what are the necessary actions that I have to take? Just another A to apply the necessary changes. So that's like my new AAA. But again, therapy really helps with all three of those.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people, I think, like you said, you had like a chip on your shoulder. Like it made you angry.
Yeah.
You know, for me growing up, I was like, man, this is some bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, why can't I have the two-parent household?
Mm.
Why do I have to have the dad who's not here?
Yeah.
Why do I have to have, you know, and for a lot of people for a long period of time, if not maybe majority of their lives, keeping that mentality just keeps you down. It blocks your blessings, right? It's like the other saying I've been saying lately is that we're all dealt with a certain, you know, hand of cards to play life with when you're born. Your parents, your siblings, your environment. But that doesn't have to be the same hand you play life with.
Yeah.
At a certain point in time, you can switch up your cards.
That's true.
And I feel like right now where I am today, I'm in the process of switching up my card. Okay, this work. No, this don't work. Let me get two more. You know what I mean? And
definitely. I feel like
that's a mindset.
Yeah. You know? No, I agree with you there. I'm right there with you. I think that this is the past 2-3 years have been very like pivotal, like, you know, turning points for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's interesting that a lot of it kicked off at the onset of COVID. Like, that's really kind of, man, it's crazy. Like, yeah, I feel like a lot of people could probably relate to that. Whereas it's like, COVID just put so much shit in perspective for me. It just, it shook the fuck out of my tree. Yeah. And just knocked down all that dead shit real quick, man. Like, and I was left with not as much as I thought that I had, but the things that I was left with were of a way higher value than I probably initially gave them credit for.
Put it on, yeah. Would you say more so financially, friends, family?
I think everything benefited, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
My financial situation benefited. My friends, like, relationship with my friends, I think I became closer to the people who I wanted to be closer with, and the ones who were kind of on the fringes.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of fell off. No, love lost or anything. It just, I, for whatever reason during.
Ran its course.
Yeah, it just kind of ran its course. And then I think also because, like, we weren't doing the little activities and stuff that would usually bring us together.
Right.
Because of that, it was like, all right, well, who are you really, like, friends with? Like, who are you really, like, who are you going to check on? Like, not on in a bad way. It's not knocking somebody, but just, you know, it's the reality of the situation. Mm-hmm. And even family. Because, I mean, well, shit, I was in close quarters with my family. Well, not my whole family, just my pops and I. Mm-hmm. So, we were either going to kill each other or like each other. So.
Yeah. way to find out.
Yeah, I think so. Everybody was like, everything just kind of, for me, I would say it, COVID and quarantine in general just added a chance for like the removal of excess and clarity on what was left. Yeah. What about you?
For me, COVID was definitely the hardest look in the mirror I've ever taken, mainly for this one reason only. I no longer had distractions in front of me. You know what I mean? Like, bro, I travel. I mean, you're starting to see it now.
Oh.
But.
Wait, is this like, this was normal pre-COVID?
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Bro, this is normal.
Fucking Zooland over here for real. Like, no bullshit.
Bro, like.
Yo, I had no idea.
Yeah. That's why I remember when Jay asked me to come on, I was like, I really had to think before I committed.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to commit something if I can't give it my all. So I was like, because I knew I had the time, you know, because that was August. So we were like in it for COVID. But I was like, shit, I'm just worried about when I come, you know, get back to work. But but yeah, man. So that traveling was a big distraction for me because not only was I taken physically out of my environment.
Right.
But I could use the excuse of, oh, I'm busy, I'm traveling and whatever. Right. And now, bro, like COVID, I was a reader the year prior to COVID. And then I was like doing a book a month and. Mm. A large part of COVID, I was doing like two books a month almost. I was rolling. And I remember thinking like, God, all these flights, these hours up in the air, just listening to Drake, you know, just not wasting time, but kind of wasting time. I'm like, I could have been reading.
It was definitely wasting time. You were listening to Drake. You were wasting your time. Yes, absolutely.
You know, over here, Marvin's room, pillow talking on the aisle 19C, the aisle seat.
Getting gelatinous brain fuel there.
Over here crying for no reason. But
Stuart is, are you okay, sir? Yeah, I'm fine. No, just listening to Drake. You know, it's cool.
Sam just rose. It's fine.
You want to sit down?
You want to talk about it? Yeah. So, you know, COVID got rid of all that distraction.
Yeah.
And like you said, you know, just little miscellaneous activities you would do with your homies.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that. Yeah. And so I remember I made a conscious decision. I remember where I was and when it was. I was like, oh, we're going to be in this for a minute. You know, like I really felt like it was like April. And I'm like,
yeah, I was going to say the same thing. It was like April. Yo, June. That's when I was like, we're bro, not going anywhere going until nowhere. Next year. Like this shit is nowhere. Going on.
I saw my man at Trader Joe's in a hazmat suit. I said, we ain't going nowhere, bro. Yo, it's going to be a while.
That's crazy.
Like some Ghostbusters shit. But anyways. And I remember at that moment, I remember thinking, damn, I'm about to finally have time on my side and on my hands.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with it?
Mm.
And I ran with that shit. I created Who Can Relate. I was already doing therapy once a week. I went to three times a week, two books a month. I was like crazy with it. But, you know, again, it made me realize how much productive I could be with my time. You know, and so you know, it again, just got rid of the distraction. And then the thing is like for a lot of people, as I realized who I would check on or check in with,
yeah,
they weren't having the same outcome with COVID. And I was like, oh shit, like I got to
chill.
Then
you felt bad.
Yeah, I got to chill, yeah. You know? I was always sensitive to the disease and if anyone was affected by it, but I was like, this is like low key, like the best year of my life, mentally, emotionally, spiritually.
Right.
And
survivor's guilt right there, yo. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I was like, I gotta be. So I remember thinking, I'm like, my hard look in the mirror is apparently more doable than I thought. Mm. And for a lot of people can't say that though.
Yeah.
Especially the you know, weekend warriors, you know what I mean? Like right. People who are like, is it 5 o'clock yet? Is it, you know what I mean? I was like, damn.
Man, you made me think about something that, and it's off topic a little bit, but I wonder what, if there'll be like a shift in the way people value life now moving forward, because all of a sudden, like we've all been given, even if it was just for a little while, a lot of us got a healthy dose of extra time that we wouldn't usually get.
You know what I call it? Mm. We all were forced. No one had a choice, no matter how rich you were, how poor you were,
yeah,
to hit the pause button.
Yeah.
We were forced to hit the life pause button.
Yeah, and now it's interesting because, you know, the pause button has been, depending on where you live,
yeah,
it's been, you know, hit back on play for a while now, yeah, like whether yeah. it was in slow motion or now, like you're right. in full speed, but...
Right.
I'm interested to see, mm-hmm. are people going to run and rush to get back to exactly how it was? Or, like, will yeah. there be a shift where, like, yeah, things will get back to how they were, but maybe not mm-hmm. quite as much because people are, you know, more, they're just valuing their time more than, yeah. you know,
anything else.
And maybe the chance to sit down and be with themselves
yeah.
allowed them the discovery of, I mean, for one, maybe themselves.
I was going to say, yeah, self-discovery.
Self-discovery. And yeah. then, you know, who knows? Maybe they figured out, hey, you know what? I don't actually really value going to the, you know, to the bar every weekend.
To the club.
Or to the club yeah. or to, you know, yeah. whatever they may have been doing. Maybe they yeah. realized that, you know, I really like reading. Or maybe maybe somebody discovered their fucking family for the first time. You yeah. know, maybe they realize, hey, I actually have a cool family at yeah. home. I'm going to hang out with them for
right.
a
year. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's going to be, yeah, it'll be interesting to see for sure. Yeah. I think initially, you know, because everybody's been cooped up. It's like,
yeah.
and it's summertime, you know.
If Florida's any indication, people right. are ready to get back to normal in a big way. But
yeah.
yeah, I'm curious to see how we live a year from now. Like, yeah. does that change at all? But that's very off topic.
No, you're good. It's definitely, it's going to be interesting to see. I think maybe for you and I, you know, things have changed with the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, not only changed with like time management with our schedules, because it's a big chunk of our time now, but also yep. I think you alluded to one time how this show really allowed you to tap into different sides of you.
Oh, for you know? Sure.
So I was going to say that actually before the COVID thing. So it just made me think. So I guess yeah. we'll roll.
Oh, that's fine.
Roll into it.
Yeah.
I guess I could fire off some questions and maybe it'd be easier for you just to answer. But sure. Back to what we value now,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially because of COVID.
Yeah.
Has the show taught you any sort of new value for things or different perspectives or appreciation for certain things?
One thing that it's made me work on, and I'm regrettably still not great, but I think maybe, I don't know, you tell me if I've gotten better over the last couple months. I'm trying to be on time more often.
Yeah.
Initially, when we first started, you know, it could get ugly real quick, and I would be quick to blame the traffic and, you know, blame whatever. And I know, and deep down I knew that was bullshit, because deep down it's like, bro, like, you know, there's going to be traffic.
Yeah,
just account for it,
right?
And make sure that you're on time.
The funny thing is, like, there really wasn't traffic back then because it was COVID.
Well, no, I'm talking about the times I would blame traffic. Like the other times when it was COVID, I would just like, that would just
but
be
me. But I'm saying
me.
Since we've been doing the show, it's been COVID. So like the traffic that no, will be.
Oh well, yeah, right. No,
not what it's
now
been.
It's real traffic.
Now it's coming
now it's real up. Fucking yeah. traffic. Yeah. Golly.
But
yeah,
now no. you're more
Well,
time.
No, what it was is back then I would, I thought that, you know, because for a while I could get wherever I wanted in 20 minutes.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
I would wait for like 20 minutes until I needed it and thinking I would be okay. But you know, yeah. each month there was a few more cars, a few oh, more yeah. cars. However, I still was like, no, it's March. 20 minutes is all I need. And you know, it's like fucking yeah. August. And it's yeah. like, no, you have to actually, you know, plan a little bit. But yeah, either way, yeah. It's made me remember that, this is so fucking selfish and terrible, but like you have to respect other people's time.
Yeah.
And part of the reason I have been afforded the luxury of not having to worry about other people's time is because for the past 2 years, unless it was working on, you know, like an album or something with Jared or like Earl or like a few of the and Jalen, like those are the only I'm trying to think outside of that, every artist I worked with is, you know, online,
yeah.
sound better, you know, or Instagram or however they contact me to do mixes. Mm-hmm. So because of that, like I'm on my own schedule as long as, you know, within a window, so to speak, like, yeah, you know, yeah. as long as I, you know, get this work done within 3 days, it doesn't matter when I start or finish. So it maybe just, and in a good way, it just reminded me that, you know, to try to be on time. And I've had to, that's one thing that, you know, I'm still not killing it, but getting better.
You have gotten better, I will say.
Definitely gotten better. But that's a very surface level thing. I'd say just overall, it's given me, like we said, like it's given me chances and not even so much chances to reflect on things, mm-hmm. which it has given me that. But my mouth is dry. Excuse me. Oh, keep all that in. Y'all want ASMR? There you go. Shit. No, it's not just giving me the chance to look at things, but it's helped me actually like look at things. Like that question, whoever asked me that question, thank you, because
yeah.
that's not something that I would have, you know, really thought about. And who knows if it's something that I hold on to. I mean, I might have gone my whole life without thinking about that. Because sure. unless somebody asked me something yeah. that can bring that up, like, you know.
It's not going to be brought up.
It's not. And obviously yeah. it's been over 15 years damn near since I've really thought about it.
Yeah.
So I would say, yeah, at times it can be a little tough because it's like it's almost like it's like ripping the Band-Aid off, except it's, you know, it, no, it's more like ripping the stitches out.
Okay. Yeah.
Cause the Band-Aid, like, that's just like, oof, yeah. you know what I mean? But like that question was just like, oh shit, you got something stitched up down there that you haven't really fucked with for 15 years. Yeah. Let me see that real quick.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah. yeet, just gone. So yeah, like at times it can be a little bit rocky because it's kind of like, you know, just bam, deal with it. Here it is in real time. But I'm grateful for it because, again, that's, you know, the body reacts to trauma, even if it's, you know, mental and it's something that you hold on to. And I mean,
the future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shit. Who knows? Maybe I'll start sleeping better now.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the body holds more trauma than the mind.
Right. Yeah.
Actually.
See?
So, yeah. I mean, and that's what you'll probably sleep better, probably feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever kinks may be worked out. I mean, for me, I was thinking about this recently. I think enjoy is almost more growth for me than who can relate. Mm. Because it's so different for me.
Yeah, it's true. Because who you can know? Relate? You're in a whole different mindset.
I'm in charge too. Yeah. Though, you know,
so you, like, you have to be steering the ship.
If I don't want to go this way, I don't have to go this way. I usually
right.
do.
I see what you mean there too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah, huh.
there's a lot of times, especially
table that shit real you know? Quick.
luckily I'm able to be vulnerable and transparent right. when we're on, but
for sure
on both shows. But for Enjoy, especially early on, I've every now and then I go back and watch a couple of the old episodes and I'm like, holy shit. Like,
I should go back and watch some of the old ones.
My mind is totally different now. And
are you embarrassed at all by what you see?
No, not embarrassed. Yeah. I'm thankful that I'm no longer that.
Man, that's
that,
crazy in less like, than a year.
Narrow-minded.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's like,
I gotta go watch some old ones now just to see, man.
Yeah. And I didn't even go back to watch it on like some let me see how much I've grown tip. It was just like
right.
I just
wanna
see.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause I was trying to get more topics for us. And as I had that intention, I gained all this other insight and I was like, oh shit. Like, so the way you guys are a lot different than what I am is beautiful. For me.
Agreed.
Personally.
Because yeah,
I'm like, cool. I'm going to learn some shit I would never even think of.
Definitely.
Half the time you'll give your perspective, I'm like, I would have never looked at it like that. Mm. Or especially Jared. You know, we said he's has this colorful mind. You know, like that guy, man.
Yeah.
He just has this gift of being able to see 18 different perspectives. Whereas before, when I first started coming on the show, I saw like two, maybe.
Yeah, no, he's a chameleon in the best ways.
Yeah, for sure. So it's really allowed me to grow. It's allowed me to grow in the understanding the masculine, the feminine, the multiple ways to identify your sexuality. That was all, a lot of that was news for me, which is so interesting. I'm grateful to learn all that. And it's really, you know, it's interesting. You said like being on time, you had to remember, you have to be respectful of other people's time.
Yeah.
Being on the show made me realize and value I have to be more respectful of other people's perspectives and opinions and viewpoints.
Yeah, same.
You know, like as much as these comments can be brutal sometimes, I'm like, there's a lot of truth into some of them.
Yeah.
You know, we can't just brush over, you know, and I really wouldn't do that otherwise. I don't, at least not to this extent.
Yeah.
Weekly.
No, I agree. Like, I mean, I know that's, you know, something that I probably get credit for, and it's something that I think people probably don't really fully appreciate how much this show has helped me with that, because it's something that I think it's, and you probably in the same boat as me, but it's kind of like, it's something that we know is true, like that we knew is true, and we knew it was a good, you know, thing to be able to hold that place for people's opinions. But just in our day-to-day lives, I'm sure a lot of times, if you're anything like me, you're like, man, fuck all that shit. Like,
I don't got time for this.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that dumb shit. Like, what the fuck y'all talking about?
Yeah.
Now because of this this show, it's made me, instead of just going to, you know, fuck all that and you know, keeping it moving, it's made me say, you know, well, fuck all that, but, you know,
I'm interested.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Fuck all that for me, respectfully.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I explore things a lot more than I used to. I'd like to think of myself as an explorative mind before this show. So
100%.
This show was kind of like, oh yeah, you think you've been trying to learn some shit? Like, no. I'm about to, you know, you're going to be in front of people. Now you're really going to have to learn shit. Like, because you can't be, like, we don't have a dumb audience.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, if we had a dumb audience, this would be a lot easier.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, we could get up here and just, you know, speak in half-truths all the time and not have to worry about the repercussions or anything. But I think seeing how people will call us on shit has helped me just kind of, like, be more willing to go learn about something new.
Yeah.
Instead of being closed off to it and just saying, you know what? Like, I'm not going to hate on it, but I'm also not going to take the time to learn about it either.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this show definitely did that for me. I mean, I used to just brush things off the same advice I used to give my mom, I needed to give myself, which was, I always used to tell her, just because it doesn't make sense to you doesn't mean it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, And yeah. and I had a hard time with that. I remember our first live, we had Jasper. I remember her. She called in and
the,
she was like,
the key lady,
the bag lady. She was Jasper's the key lady. Shout out to Jasper. It's all love now. But I remember when I heard that, I was like, huh, bro? I couldn't wrap my head around that. Low key, I still kind of can't. But hey, I know now.
And you know what's funny? I completely forgotten that moment.
Yeah.
And shout out to Leno, my little brother's mom. She reminded me, she goes, I have a key to your dad's house.
Oh.
My little brother's mom, who like, and they haven't been together for years. Yeah. And, she has a key to the house just, you know, because she has a key to the house.
Sure,
like,
sure.
You know, sometimes she needs to get in there to do something for my pops or to get something, or maybe, he might be in bed and like everybody left and, you know, he can't get up to go open the door. So like she has a key, which I mean, yeah, it's a little bit different than the Jasper situation, but at the same time, it was like, essentially the same thing, like somebody who's not the wife has a key to the house. So. Yeah.
And I just remember thinking like, that's the insane. Craziest shit I've ever heard. But I had to like really sit back and be like, just because it doesn't make sense to me doesn't mean it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And for whatever, you know, situation that they have set up, that's beautiful, you know, and I respect that. And that's the difference in the growth of me. Because before I used to just, I would just kept saying, nope,
you
wasn't fucking
with that shit. No, you literally was
you
like,
crazy.
Nah,
you crazy. Nah. No, no matter how you explain it, you're still
crazy.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, I think we've been trying to but JD, what? Nope. Nah. I'm good. Nah, you're not over it. You still like her. Like,
But what's also interesting in for the audience, I know they'll be able to relate to this. You know, a lot of what we are trying to understand is live. Essentially, we can edit some stuff out, but we kind of don't.
We don't edit much out.
No,
there's not, unless it's like me distracting us. Not much. Not much gets cut out. Yeah. Like, and so, even a lot of times we'll sit up here,
take that out.
Yeah, let's take that out. Like, or we like, yo, we don't have to keep this on camera. Like, we can cut this out. And then at the end of it, we're like, should we just leave it in?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Sure. Fuck it. Why not?
Yeah, so when we're going through it live, you know, it's we're exposing ourselves and being subjective to, you know, criticism or correction or just two cents or feedback. So it's so much of a learning curve for me. I can only imagine you, Lowe's, because I'm comfortable being on camera.
Yo, I still like, you know? When people ask me what the podcast is about, I still like squirm a little bit when I have to answer them, because I'll be like, yeah, feelings and shit. Like, I don't know, like,
yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, man, just watch it. Like, I can't. I don't know how to describe it to you. Like, it's three grown men talking about their emotions. There you go. Like,
it kind of is.
It is.
I mean, yeah.
Which to me, like, and I guess this is the work that I like, because. Man, 2 years, a year ago,
right?
Like, Los, you're gonna be on a podcast with two other dudes talking about your feelings. Yeah. I was, who?
You're like, no, I'm good.
Who's doing what? Like,
once a week?
Is it crack you smoke? Like, what? What is it that you do?
Yeah.
But yeah, now I'm, you know, I look forward to it, and it's it has become my de facto therapy for better or for worse. I guess, you know, this is the possibly the first step towards the therapist's office.
For sure.
Possibly the only step towards the therapist's office. But either way, I feel like it's been healthy for me, and it's allowed me to grow as a person. And I would say it's made me a happier person overall.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, pun intended, it has brought me joy as well. It's very enjoyable.
Yeah.
And likewise. I remember, you know, even like the first time I left with the first episode I came out with you guys, I was like, damn, like, this could be something. I remember that feeling. And then I mean, I still have it every time I leave, but even the episodes to follow that, so you're talking like the first 10, every time I left I was like, we got to do more, I felt it. And you know, and I also again added the factor and the feeling of, I knew this was going to help me grow. I knew it was going to make me a better person. And where I'm at in my life is I want to involve my time and, more importantly, my energy involved with those type of things.
Yeah.
How can I get better at it?
Yeah.
Or better in some way, shape, or form? And I mean, listen, kudos to Jared for manning, skim his flowers for a second, man. Like, manning this shit to have the vision of,
I mean, yeah.
Being like, Los, we got a good thing, but I got a hunch
we can make it better
about this guy JD, who he barely knew me, bro. Barely knew me.
He's a visionary, man.
He didn't know me. I can't say barely. That's Phil Jackson, bro.
For sure. Like you said, we got to give him his flowers. Yeah. You know, he definitely took all the pieces of the puzzle, and he's been slowly assembling. It's funny because, now that you say that, I'm just kind of thinking back just on the things that he said to me over the last, year or so. The internet makes me mad the way they treat him sometimes, bro. Because I don't think they really understand, and not saying our fan base, but when I see, when he goes on The Roommates or something like that, and I see
what was that one, the lipstick
fresh and fit or something like that. I think it was Fresh and Fit or something like that. And they were just kind of going in on him and, just, the comments and the stuff. And then it leaks onto his, Instagram and Twitter. Yeah. to put it lightly, motherfuckers got him fucked up.
They really do.
I don't think they understand, for one thing, the feminine thing, mm-hmm. knock on Jared. Jared is as masculine and as feminine as any man that I know.
Same.
Which is a
huge,
don't take me saying as feminine as a man, not you, but in general, that's not a knock. That's a huge compliment. He is one of the smartest. He is so fucking smart for his age or whatever, but he's smart in general,
bro. He's smart. But what's even more than that, how easy things click for him. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what the thing is? And that's another thing we got to give him credit for, because the motherfucker works hard as shit.
Hell yeah.
And he makes it seem so fucking easy.
Yeah.
To the point where we've probably rode his, his coattails a little bit too heavy, because he won't always say something.
Mm-mm.
And
he rarely does.
He rarely says that he needs help. And when he does, it's kind of all right, you better fucking help
him. If you're asking, we know you need
Yeah, he needs help. But it's he's so good at what he does, and he does it without any fuss.
No.
That it makes it seem like he is not even trying. Not that we think he's not trying, because we know he's trying, but to people who are just a casual observer, it may look like he's just I'm just chilling at home with Shan and the baby. No. not at all. So,
no.
Like you said, we got to give him his flowers, because, this was his vision. I doubted him when it came to me for the longest time. And I still have my reservations about myself in general. But he from day one has been nah, bro, you're going to kill it. Before we even shot anything, he's bro, he's essentially, Jared's I'm going to make you a star.
Yeah.
And not the toot my own horn here, but and even still, there's times where I'll be I don't know, man, am I is this the right thing? But not so much is this the right thing, but I'll question the level that I can rise to doing this, whereas Jared from day one has just been like the sky's the limit, bro. And it's funny because our relationship started because I saw something in him as a musician. You know what I mean? And it's just interesting to me that at this point it's okay, you saw something in me, but I see something in you. Watch this. Let's do this instead. Or not instead, but let's also do this.
Right.
Yeah, man. Motherfuckers, like you said, Phil Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, Jared, back to the comments thing, it really bothers me too. Because like you said, people got him all the way messed up because...
Yeah.
The guy
messed up. Look at that, JD. keeping it PG. There you go.
The guy has a heart of gold.
Man,
he truly embodies the word enjoy. Like he really does. He really does. Like not even to be cliche on some
for
tacky
real.
Shit, but it's real, bro.
No,
the guy is fucking joyful as hell all the time.
Yo, I've only seen him truly upset maybe a handful of times in the 7 years that I've known him. and it is so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's so not uncomfortable because like it's so like.
Yeah. So for him to orchestrate this, have the vision, and to, it's funny because I had him on, I had him on Who Can Relate, and he even said, he's like, I didn't think we'd get this far.
Yo, I mean, keep it a buck. Did you?
I did. I did. Because remember me, bro, I was like, yeah, show before 2020's over type
of
shit.
You were Mr. Show.
You know? And the reason why is because a lot of reasons, actually. A couple are, there's nothing like this. Number one, first and foremost, there's nothing like this. And the reason why there's nothing like this is because there's no one like us combined. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I have Who Can Relate. Jared could have his own. You're about to do your thing. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, but you could if you wanted
to. Yeah,
yeah.
No, it'll happen. You know?
Like the three of us combined, though, from the different viewpoints, vantage points, perspectives, experiences, knowledge, it's a beautiful mix. It's a beautiful blend. And the other thing is, I knew what we had in episode 9. Mm. And I remember thinking, but wait till we start to really build some chemistry. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
we're about to just take this shit on a whole nother level. You know, that's why when I hit you last week when I was on the road, and bro, I was hyped. When I saw you and Jay's episode, I was like, yo, let's get to work. You know what I mean? Like,
no, you were. You had these moments. Like, this is, like, I think this is the second time. Like, JD, for y'all, he gets these, like, and it's, man, I love it because it's low key, it's kind of infectious. Mm. Like, it kind of is like, you know, it's iron sharpening iron, to be honest, because, like, you know, it's, I don't remember what the other time was, but there was one other time where you just had this jolt of energy and you hit us up. And I remember just, like, at first I was like, oh, all right, JD. But then, like, the more you kind of, you see not just the words, but you see, like, the actual enthusiasm. So you're like, oh, shit, like,
I'm serious.
Okay, all right, hold on. Like, it is. Actually, no, it is. It's like, oh, like, not even so much, oh, he was serious. Like, it's not so much, like, disbelief. It's more like, oh, this motherfucker's serious.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like when somebody's like, you know, like, yeah, let's go play golf.
Right.
And then let's say you show up and you shoot, like, you know, 10 under par or something. It's like, oh, he played. He was not playing. Like, yeah, like, I thought he was here to play, but apparently he's really here to play. Yeah. Like, yeah. So, when you have those moments, not to cut you off. It's definitely, the fire that's under your ass kind of like, you know,
it spreads out.
It's like, oh shit, hold on, it's a little hot over here, come on.
Yeah, but so that's just back to like, I did really believe that this was going to be a huge success. Mm. And as much as it's becoming a success, I'm like, I still kind of feel like, we're still cracking the door open. You know what I mean? Like that's why, like, for me, for today, I was hyped to like get to know you outside the show.
Yeah.
Outside of Jared, you know, outside of what the house is, you know, the old house and now the new house.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it's only going to benefit us.
For sure.
Meaning you and me. And then it's only going to benefit the show. But it's also like, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well, no, I was just going to say, like, on that note, like, I think right now, however good, you know, somebody may think this is, which I think is going great.
Yeah.
I think part of the reason it is going as well as it goes is because we just spent, you know, 3 hours together on the golf course.
Yeah, for sure.
And I feel like that energy definitely, like you say, like
carried over.
Even though, we were doing a little vlog, we were filming here and there. And I'm glad that we kind of stopped filming a bunch on the back nine because it really gave us a chance to just enjoy it. But not only that, but be locked in together, you know? When you're on that golf course, man, like, you know, like Jared asked me, am I winning? Well, like, at that moment I was, but it's not about, I wasn't out there to beat JD. I'm out there to beat, like, that damn course. That's what you're fighting. So, like, when you're playing with somebody, like, you're really not so much playing against them as you are, like, y'all are both at war with this golf course right now. So it's like, you know, we didn't get shot at, but we've been through a little battle together after the day. So.
Yeah, for sure.
It was good.
Yeah. So it's just, it's a testament of, how much more we can continue to learn, continue to grow, continue to add to the already greatness that is between the three of us. And again, just really quick back to Jay, like you said, he saw something in you and believed in you. You know, he tells me that when I had him on Who Can Relate the very first time, way back last July, actually, he was like, the way your work ethic is inspired me to, but even now realizing that, you know, for Jay, like I said, I don't put my name on something and just half-ass it. And Jer is the same way. So for him to trust his gut and then, you know, to work collectively with us, I'm like, man, that just says a lot about him, because he's bringing opportunity into my life.
Oh,
into your life.
For sure.
And we wouldn't have a show without him, 100%. And for where we're going, it wouldn't be without him. So shout out to Jay, man, for just believing in the vision, giving us what you've given us. And I'm not even just talking like financially. I'm talking like the wisdom, bro. Like when he, with Shan the other day, bro, that on some
go write a
shit,
book,
bro,
man.
That... Yeah. I remember I had a moment, I had a feeling like in a thought, like I'll never forget this moment.
No.
Like what he said, I'll never forget that. Like he just bumped my standard, and I have such a high standard for myself as a man, as a husband. He just bumped that up times 10, and I'm like, damn, I got so much more work to do. And back to his age, I know it's nothing but a number, but you're just like,
at the same time, it's impressive, you know,
bro. It's like
impressive because you compare yourself to where you were at that time.
Exactly. Yeah. Afion said it so well one time when he was on. He said, yeah, Jay, but you're different. You're built different.
It's true.
That it's cat true. Is built different in the best way possible.
Yep.
So yep, it's just an honor, man. It's a privilege to be.
We love you, Jared.
Yeah, bro.
And chill out, internet dickheads. Yeah. And also we have to say if we're giving Jared his flowers, we have to give Shan her flowers as well.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't be here without her as well.
Yeah, for sure.
She definitely looks out, benefits us hugely just by being associated with us, being willing to associate herself with us as often as she is. Because look,
being a part of her brand too, for sure.
Man, she's taking a risk on us.
Yeah.
I am not this, you know, I say things. I say things sometimes.
I say things too, bro.
You do as well. She kudos to her for one. You got to, man, this is going to turn into like the Jared and Shan like love segment here. But like, for one, I've seen the growth and the wisdom that she's imparted on him. Jared does not say the things that he said the other day without being, you know, married and involved with Shan for the past few years. You know, like, and then for her to, it's kind of like twofold. One, it's just so, it's encouraging. It's inspiring. Yeah. It's inspiring.
Yeah.
To see a relationship where a partner sees their partner's vision and backs the play.
Yeah.
Like that's, you know, is, I'm going to hate myself if I ever watch this section, but it's relationship goals. You know what I mean?
Couple goals.
As the internet likes to say, you know what I mean? Like they're low key a meme, bro, in the best way. So it's like, yo, like shout out to her for that. Yeah. That's dope. But then again, like she had to see the vision too, like for herself, because again, this isn't like somebody's just, you know, Shan doesn't work as a, you know, she's not a university professor where she doesn't have a brand that she has to, you know, think
about. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for her to say, I see the potential in what y'all are doing. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to associate it with me and to just like, not just associate, but to back and be involved with.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Can't do anything but thank her for it. Yeah. And we love you too, Shan.
Shout out to Shan too.
Right there. She can't see or hear us right now. Unless she has like bionic hearing and she's secretly listening to us right now.
She might.
Just smiling with a big old shit-eating grin on her face. Maybe. Shan, can you hear us? Shan, wiggle your head if you can hear us. Let's see. Hold on. Shan, check. Shan! Love you!
We got a wave. We got a beauty wave.
She's like, what'd you do?
She's on the phone.
Yeah, she's on the phone.
But yeah, shout out to Shan for sure as well. You know, again, just like you said, trusting and believing in the vision, and then allowing us to be
seeing the vision.
Yeah.
To steal a term from Desus and Miro.
Okay.
The brand is strong.
Brand is strong.
The brand is strong.
Yeah. I maybe got, and this may be a good thing to end on, Los.
Yeah. What
I got something for you, bro. The little that I know about your past dealing with bad experiences from people.
Yeah.
As we talk about how much Shan and Jared believes in all of us and what we're creating, how does it make you feel to have people believe in you and you know, like, these people won't hurt you like in the past? Have you ever thought about that?
It's interesting because when I do, I've had moments where I've thought about it, but it's not in a positive light. And it's like, and in all these moments they've been, I've been with, Jared, like in them, like in real time. And what it is like, we'll be discussing, you know, like the future of the show, maybe like the brand direction, that type of thing. And there's been moments where I've had that feeling, right? Like that old familiar feeling where it's like, oh, somebody's getting ready to try and make a move.
Right.
Like, you know, start maneuvering. Prepare, start yourself. Like, yeah, get you know, start you know, digging. Get ready. We're about to go to war, so to speak. But in those moments, I've had to remind myself who I'm dealing with, right? And it shows the jadedness in me right now, because even now as we're doing this, I'm thinking in my head, you always think the person who's going to fuck you isn't going to fuck you.
Yeah.
So could Jared and Shan fuck me, fuck you, fuck us? The internet would say yes. You know, yes, in theory, sure they could.
Technically, yes.
Technically, sure they could. I think the difference in the thing that I'm able to... There's a few things, you know, that I'm able to remind myself. One, it's very well known, you know, that we all have ownership here, right? Mm-hmm. And then I say one. Really, that's not one. That's two. One is that I've known Jared for 7 years. We've probably both had opportunities to screw each other over in one way or another. Jared has done nothing but the opposite for me. Even in terms of like the music, like splits, right? Like, and this is something that, I mean, he won't be upset with me for saying this, but Jared is, he gives me more than he should give me at times.
Yeah.
Generally all the time. I shouldn't even say at times. Most of the time, if I should get 10%, I end up with 15. Mm-hmm. Like things like that, right? Like, so it's made me, man, like, it's made me had to work through, I guess, trauma in a way.
Yeah.
Because it's made me had to, kind of like the episode about love that we did the other day, you know, saying that just because you experience a bad love doesn't mean that all love is like that.
Right.
It just means that you were in an unhealthy situation. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it's been like, this has been one of those opportunities where it's like, yo, you've been in unhealthy situations in the past. Recognize a healthy one when you have it and appreciate it and, you know, take care of it and grow it. And so more so, I'd say that's what it's given me. It's kind of like a positive by going through a negative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's turning a negative into, you know,
yeah, exactly. Positive. Yeah. It's given me the chance to deal with some negative shit that I hold on to.
Yeah.
And be able to work through it, and like we said the other day, like understanding when you're in a healthy place and cherishing that instead of getting caught up and being like, oh damn, man, like here we go again. Like, no, like, yeah. So,
well, it's kind of like, you know, what I was saying, I don't know which show it was, but how I used to kind of camp out near the exit door.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like in a sense, I used to like prepare for the exit strategy, like not if things go bad, but when things go bad, I'm first one out.
Right.
Like, I ain't getting hurt type
I'm
of
already
shit.
Like,
you know, I'm like my toes out the door. And
don't lock it.
right. Just in case, you know. So I feel you with that. And I've had people screw me over too. But my biggest thing, and actually Jared and I talked about this on Who Can Relate, and unfortunately it got cut out. We had some technical difficulties, but him and I share a thing where we anticipate the bad.
Yeah. I think you could probably add me to that list. Yeah.
So like so much in fact that it's really hard to, and no pun intended, enjoy the good.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, yeah, what's the catch though? Who's the rat? You know what I'm saying? Like who's going to be the one to fuck us? Like I have a really hard time with that, bro. And it's a constant conscious reminder that I can't think like that. I will mess up. I will self-sabotage.
Yeah.
You know, and mess up a good thing. And so it's like for me, what helps me in situations like this to really go through them is like, you know what? Both feet in. It's still a win-win no matter what.
Yeah.
The first win is obvious. This is successful and continues to grow.
Right.
But the other win is, man, at least I know I tried. It's back to when Jay was talking about the vase. You know, and trusting that someone, you can, here's my vase, don't drop it. And even if they dropped it, like I was saying to him, but at least you know you were able to give someone your vase. At least I know I was able to try in this.
Yeah.
I was able to take bad experiences, the negative, and be like, I'm not going to have this brought into every new situation.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring that old vase. I'm going to go get a new one.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's a constant daily reminder for me to really sit with that. I know you and I have kind of talked about before. I think it was on a way back. Shit, damn. The Becoming a Man episode.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about how that was the first time I heard that you kind of felt away.
When
I came on the show.
Yeah.
And the more I got to hear your story, and unfortunately it was from Jared, not so much from you, but you know, he was like, yo, Jay, you just got to understand Los, and this is what he's used to. I was like, oh, shit. When I heard it, I was like, no wonder why the guy was protective of it. You know?
Well, not only that, but, like, to the point of, I mean, going back to childhood shit. Like, you know what I mean? You've experienced the same thing, the kind of, like, having, you know, situations and friendships and familial relationships, I think is the proper term, but you know, maternal relationships for that matter, just ripped away from you. So, not to cut you off, but
no, like, you're good. But
to add your point plus some, it's like
right to that point. Yeah. Like, so a stranger coming in,
stranger danger, man.
I'm supposed to just trust that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So yeah, and I actually, when I heard that, I had to think like, did I have that? And my feeling was no. But I think it's because I had already started to deal with a lot of that trauma.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was like, I had that mentality like I just explained. You know, I can't continue to take negative past experiences and bring them into new present day.
I would say it's interesting. Even into my 20s, I had that feeling with other people, like with other men especially. Like if you, and that wasn't so much, you know, childhood based, but that was because I was, you know, I was in the streets, I was in, you know, into some illegal shit. So even with that, it's like, yo, who's this motherfucker y'all bringing around me, man? Like, I don't know this dude like that. Right. Why are you like, what is he here for? You know what I mean? Exactly. So it's
and what's funny,
a lot of natural mistrust built in already.
Yeah, for sure. Until you heal it, you repair it, you repeat it.
Yeah.
But what's funny is like, I was thinking right now, even Jay, even if you were like, yo, Jay, who's your boy? He was probably
he didn't even know.
Know.
He ain't even know for that matter.
We're about to find
like,
out.
Like, shit, I guess we're going to see just like me. Like,
right. We're going to find out the same damn time. But
yeah. Well, I mean, Phil Jackson in action, man.
Yeah. It's all worked out, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that appreciate we got to spend some time together.
Likewise.
And, absolutely. You know, we're going, I think, like, you know, we're getting to a place where you're becoming an actual friend and not like a workplace friend. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Co-worker.
Like, yeah, exactly. So like, it's been interesting, man. Cause if you had told me on day one that you and I would play golf, like,
I didn't even
play golf back then. Yeah, that's like, crazy. What was I thinking? Not playing golf. That's nuts. Like,
A, I don't even play. B, yeah. I'm not going to play with you.
Like, you want me to play a sport I don't play with this guy? Yeah. Like, no, yeah. So, like, I mean, if you had told me that we would be doing that and then even, like, shooting our own episode together.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, Jared, go fucking smoke some mushrooms or whatever it is that you're doing, because clearly you're high. So, nah, man, again, not to sound cliche, but I've enjoyed, you know, having a relationship with you and, like, growing it. And
likewise,
I'm excited to see where not only just you and I, but the three of us go from here, because, shit, I didn't even think we'd be this far at the time. So,
yeah, well, the feeling's mutual, man. Bro. I enjoyed myself today. You know, the thing that I really always value with you, Los, is a couple of things. Your calmness, your ability, and this is something, it's maybe number one, your ability to be present in a moment.
Mm.
Like, we talked about today on the course, you know, so you know I struggle with that, because I was like, bro, I'm getting a feeling right now, like, that it's very rare that I feel, which is, I'm able to lock in. I'm able to be present. I'm able to be at where I'm at and not like thinking I got to do this later. I got to do that later. And then the moment goes by. So for you to, you know, really embody that is amazing.
Thank you. It's a
joy to be around. And the other thing is just, I really appreciate, man, how like secure you are within yourself. You know what I mean? Mm. Like you were talking about you in your 20s and stuff like that. Like, but your ability to really be self-aware, self-assured, and self-confident is infectious, like you said, with my, you know, hypeness, I guess.
Yeah.
But so I've witnessed that, you know, as the weeks go on, as the months now go on, you know, we're all spending time together. But so it's as much as we gave Jared his flowers, a little bit of flowers to you,
you know,
like, I'm just looking forward to getting to know you more.
Yeah.
And like you said, for the three of us to really just take this shit to the next level, bro.
Man.
I'm still hyped, you know. I'm still hyped when I wasn't a row, but it's like I'm ready to get two in a week kind of thing, you know.
I feel it, bro. I feel it. Yeah, no, like I said, man, your work ethic, your attitude, and it's just, it's infectious, and I appreciate it, man.
Yeah,
I'm glad it's here, and I'm glad you're here, man. So
yeah, likewise, man.
Yeah.
Well, I hope y'all enjoyed this episode.
Bonus content. Whatever it ends up being.
Quality time.
Yes, that's right. Hope you enjoyed it, and tell your grandma about us.
Tell your grandma about us.
Like, comment, subscribe, all that shit.
I don't have to say that. Jared's got that end card.
Oh, shit.
That's right. Good job, bro.
Yes, sir, bro.
You too, man.
Yeah, thank you for watching that video. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and comment. Don't be shy. Also, if you want to catch the episodes early, we drop the audio on Mondays everywhere where podcasts are available. So check us out. Look for the link in the bio. And don't forget to leave an Apple review. 5 stars now. You know we love that.